Fora TV, the world is thinking.
Yeah, we should certainly get to thinking about what we can do about it. How are we going to change this? How are we going to fix it? Now, one of the temptations is to go down to the local, you know, to your local supermarket, to your Whole Foods, and you'll go in and you'll look for something that is, you know, shade grown and organic and fair trade and, you know, beetle friendly. And I mean, the trouble is, the moment you step into a supermarket, you are in the belly of the new giants of the food system. The moment you step into a supermarket, you surrender a great deal of freedom. Everything about a supermarket is engineered. Everything. I mean, the smell in the air. I mean, why is it that supermarkets have bakeries in them? It is not because supermarkets are making billions from buns. It is because the smell of baking bread makes us buy more stuff. And why is it that the milk is always at the back? You'll notice this in Whole Foods no less than any other supermarket. The milk is always at the back because it is the single item that we are in supermarkets most often to buy. And so there's sort of golden triangle between the entrance and the milk and the checkout, where corporations bid to have their products facing you at eye level, or at cart level if they're going for your kids. It is all about you go into the supermarket for milk and you find yourself coming out with a ton of other stuff that you never expected to buy, that you didn't choose necessarily. You didn't choose to buy that when you went in, but you chose it as you walked past. And you call it choice when you're being manipulated into buying something. We're taught to call that choice. In a sense, it's madness to expect supermarkets to provide us, you know, the answers to these kinds of social problems. Why would we expect Walmart to be waving the red flag of workers' rights? Why would we expect? Walmart doesn't care, obviously. I mean, they're very happy to sell fair trade, whatever it is, to anyone who's foolish enough to buy it. Let me take that back before the fair trade people beaming out of your eyes. I can see you now. I buy fair trade. Because what's the alternative? Like bloody trade? Sort of lethal trade? No. I buy fair trade. I'm good with fair trade. But I think we would be deluded to think that that's going to change the world. I mean, in a sense, there is a bigger delusion here, I have to say, a very American one, that we can together create a better world by shopping. And I think, I'm with the fair trade. Let me live.